The second phase of the nationwide biometric voter registration begins today. The first phase, which ended last Tuesday, had a number of challenges which the EC hopes will not be repeated, as it has deployed more technical personnel to ensure smooth operation. Christian Osupare is the Commission's Acting Director of Public Affairs.
In the second phase, we do not think that we will have the kind of challenges we had when the exercise started. A lot of the data entry clerks have now been able to pick up speed. They are able to process more applicants in a day, and so we expect to see shorter queues, people staying at the registration centers for shorter minutes or maybe fewer hours registration center. And then we also do not expect the frequent equipment breakdown that characterized the start of the exercise, because most of the computers that we're using have been worked on by the technicians, and a lot of the problems have been resolved.
So what are some of the new strategies adopted?
No special strategies, except that we are meeting the technicians that work on the equipment, and we are charging them to visit the registration centers more frequently this time than they did in the first round, so that if the registration officers, especially the data entry staff working on the kit, have any difficulties, they will be able to attend to their peculiar needs even before the message is sent to them at the district offices.
Acting Head of Public Affairs at the EC, the second phase will end on April 13. The whole exercise, which ends on May 5, is expected to capture the data of about 12 million potential electorate. The police are collaborating with the Electoral Commission to resolve the security challenges encountered during the first phase of the biometric voters registration to ensure that the second phase goes on smoothly. At a meeting in Accra yesterday, both the IGP Portari Akwe and the EC boss Dr. Kojua Farijan mentioned isolated cases of registration malpractices in some areas like Swedru in the Central and Ashanti regions. Rebecca Ekpe reports.
The closed-door meeting, which lasted a little over 2 hours, centered on security challenges that were paramount during the first phase. Both the IGP, Paul Teria Kwe, and EC Board Dr. Kwejo Afarijan agreed that collaboration between the police and the Electoral Commission is essential in the success of the biometric registration in this year's elections. First, Dr. Afarijan.
But yesterday we were told that you wanted to come here and have a little chat with us, and we have been very expectant since then. So I say welcome. I don't know what you have to tell us. After you have told us why you have come here, then we can have the chat. So I will hand over to you, Mr. IGP.
The IGP, Paul Teria Kwe, stated that his visit to the Electoral Commission is reciprocal, pointing out that Dr. Afarijan came to his office for a similar discussion prior to the start of the biometric exercise.
We need to bolster and improve upon even those areas that we are deemed to have done well, and then to put corrective measures in areas that we are seen to be not that effective.
On the issue of continuous registration after the biometric exercise ends, the Electoral Commission says that it is yet to set modalities for that aspect of the exercise. The head of the Public Relations Department of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, also emphasized that the biometric exercise will not be extended, but provision will be made to ensure that residents on island communities register before the entire biometric exercise ends.
Rebecca Ekwe reporting.